Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm continually encouraged night after night to remain in my Creator, which in turn has helped me to grow in so many ways, even as I sleep. And I hope you find that same encouragement as well as you listen. And you can have full access to all our sleep stories, commercial-free. Just text the word ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the Abide app. Just text ABIDE to 22433. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story. Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm Tyler. Thanks for joining me for tonight's story. God is love. The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. God loves you no matter what you've done in the past, and no matter what you will do in the future. Nothing can separate you from His infinite, all-consuming, uncontainable love. It's always pursuing you and always drawing you back to Himself. His love for you is unconditional. His love is the reason you exist and the reason behind every breath you take. It's the reason He sent His Son Jesus to earth, and the reason Jesus rose from the grave. It's also the reason He will come back one day. The love of God is the source of every blessing in life. It makes life worth living. God guides your every step during the day, and He guides your every breath during the night. He's watching over you and protecting you, even when you don't know it. And it's all because He loves you. The Bible even says God is love. Love is part of His character. It's who He is. And because of God's love, you are a part of His family. God will never stop loving you. He will never forget you. He will never abandon you. He will always be right there, right by your side. For tonight's story, we'll travel through the Psalms as we explore the many facets of God's love. It's a love that pursues us and forgives. It's a love that protects and provides. Prepare to relax, unwind, and fall peacefully to sleep in the arms of your Creator, the lover of your soul. As you prepare for a night of restful sleep, begin by making sure everything around you is just the way you want it. Your pillow, your sheet, your blanket, the temperature, even the lights. If you need to walk around your room for a moment, feel free to hit pause on the app. You can pick up right where you left off when you return. Once you have everything ready, and once you're relaxing snugly in your bed, then begin by handing all your troubles to God. He's the sovereign creator of the heavens and the earth. He can care for your every need. Let Him do that tonight for you. In return, accept His perfect peace and His perfect patience. It's time to relax and quietly rejoice in the warm comforts of your bed. The day is over. Your work is done. Stretch out your arms and your legs. Now do the same with your fingers and your toes. Enjoy the sensation of your muscles getting a much needed break. Let your head sink ever so slowly into the pillow. Let your muscles in your neck and your shoulders relax. Take a deep, relaxing breath. And as you do, picture yourself inhaling the very peace of God. Hold your breath for a split second. Now, breathe out. As you exhale, picture yourself handing anything to God that is still lingering in your mind. Hand Him your thoughts from work, from your family life, from school. Ensure that your only thoughts are on God, His love for you, and the peace He's giving you for a restful night's sleep. All day long, you've looked forward to this moment of quiet stillness. That time has come. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for this child of God. Thank you for the many blessings in their life, their food, their dwelling, their friends, and their family. Thank you for the many things we often overlook, for a bed to sleep in and a pillow to lay our head on. Thank you most of all for your love. Father, draw this child of yours close to you tonight. Stretch your arms around them and help them feel your warm embrace. Grant them your perfect peace. I ask that you will watch over and protect them. Bless them with sweet dreams, Father. Help their aching body relax, unwind, and recover. Father, I ask that they will wake up in the morning with energy and purpose, ready to serve in your kingdom another day. I pray the words of Psalm 4, verse 8 on this child of yours. David wrote, "I can lie down and sleep soundly because you, Lord, will keep me safe." Father, help this child of yours sleep soundly. Keep them safe. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. You can sleep in peace tonight, knowing that the Lord of all creation loves and protects you. You can sleep in peace, knowing that your identity is found in Him and not in the world. The same God who drew Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to Himself is the same God who is drawing you. Long ago, in ancient Israel, God's people would gather at the temple and sing about God's love. Their voices would carry throughout the temple and throughout Jerusalem, allowing anyone in range to hear about God's mighty works. One of these songs is found in Psalm 118. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. When hard-pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thank you, Lord, for loving this child of yours. Amen. God's love is a pursuing love. It's a love that pursues you, runs after you. It's a love that forgives and doesn't remember. It's a love that restores and renews. It's a love full of grace and truth. It's a love filled with new beginnings and new mercies for you every morning. King David wrote about God's pursuing and protecting love in a famous song we know as Psalm 23. When the Israelites sang its lyrics, they were reminded of God's unexplainable, uncontainable love. They were reminded that no matter where they go in life, God was watching over them, protecting them. The same is true for you. It's easy to imagine the Israelites gathered together in Solomon's temple, men and women, young and old alike, smiling and singing praises to the Lord, hands lifted high, as they thank God for his all-pursuing, all-protecting love. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. God's love is the reason you can have peace. You can feel safe because you are safe in His loving arms. He is the creator of the mountains and the seas. He is the maker of the hills and the valleys. He spread the sand along the seashore and the stars across the sky. He is a powerful God beyond description, and He considers us the pinnacle of His creation. He created us in order to love us, and in order for us to love Him. Long ago, the Israelites would gather in Solomon's temple and sing about the peace God provides. When enemies were all around, this song was to be sung by sopranos, or female voices. We know it as Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how He brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. God's love is the reason you were created. You were part of His plan before He formed Adam and Eve, before He made the heavens and the earth, and even before He made light itself. God was thinking about you before the universe ever existed. His plan for you is for your good and for His glory. King David penned a song about God's marvelous handiwork in creating each one of us. David's song eventually became what we know as Psalm 139. When the Israelites sang it, they were reminded of God's creative love for each one of His children. That very thought drew the Israelites to worship. O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. The love of God is a saving, redeeming love. It's a love that heals troubled souls and restores broken lives. It's a love overflowing with grace and mercy. It's a love that never gives up on you and that forgives you again and again and again. It's a love that only wants what is best for you. Thousands of years ago, the ancient Israelites sang about the redeeming love of God as they gathered in the Temple of Jerusalem. They sang about the love and compassion of a holy God who is full of grace and mercy. They sang about his restoring power and his infinite love. Later, this song became known as Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Because God loves you, you can love him. He is worthy of worship and praise. The ancient Israelites often sang about God's love in a tune that became Psalm 104. As you fall asleep, let this be your prayer. Let all that I am praise the Lord. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are robed with honor and majesty. You are dressed in a robe of light. You stretch out the starry curtain of the heavens. You lay out the rafters of your home in the rain clouds. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride upon the wings of the wind. The winds are your messengers. Flames of fire are your servants. You placed the world on its foundation so it would never be moved. You clothed the earth with floods of water, water that covered even the mountains. At your command, the water fled. At the sound of your thunder, it hurried away. Mountains rose and valleys sank to the levels you decreed. Then you set a firm boundary for the seas so that they would never again cover the earth. You make springs pour water into the ravines so streams gush down from the mountains. They provide water for all the animals, and the wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds nest beside the streams and sing among the branches of the trees. You send rain on the mountains from your heavenly home, and you fill the earth with the fruit of your labor. You cause grass to grow for the livestock and plants for people to use. You allow them to produce food from the earth, wine to make them glad, olive oil to soothe their skin, and bread to give them strength. The Lord takes pleasure in all he has made. The earth trembles at his glance. The mountains smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. May all my thoughts be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let all sinners vanish from the face of the earth. Let the wicked disappear forever. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me pray for you. Loving God, thank you for this child of yours. Thank you for loving them, protecting them, and guiding them. Oh, Father, I pray that your angels will surround them tonight. I ask that you will watch over them in a mighty way. Give them peace. Grant them a marvelous, restful night's sleep. embrace them in your arms with your immeasurable loving kindness. Help them to wake up refreshed and renewed, ready to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God's love is infinite, immeasurable, and uncontainable. He will pursue you all the days of your life, and you will live in the house of the Lord forever. Accept His gift of perfect peace tonight. Rest in the presence of your Savior. You are loved. Thanks for listening to this Abide Sleep story.